see what happens when you drive and record. Because I couldn't see what how much time I had left. Because I'm driving. My God, traffic. Since I drive the other way out of town, I don't go in towards Chicago. I'm headed east. Normally, I go west to go to work. And west, I always thought was like, you know, the earth dropped off. But going out this way, because you're going towards Chicago, the traffic just picks up and gets crazy. And what else? I'm trying to think. I'm drawing a blank. I'm trying to think. My beloved. He is... went to the doctor about his neck because we had to rule out the wrists, the numbness, and the carpal tunnel because they weren't sure if it was that or if it was the bone spurs in his neck pinching, causing the numbness. And so far he hasn't had any numbness. And they're not sure what they want to do because if they operate... he's going to be out of work for like a year. And they've done more x-rays from last year and want to see if the bone spurs have gotten any bigger. Because that'll determine, you know, how soon they do surgery or treatment or whatever. What else? It rained. It's humid. I don't like when it rains and it gets humid. It's just ugh. My sound effects. Work is going good. You know, I don't understand little children's. I don't understand why they have to walk outside with a full backpack and a pencil in their hand. I don't understand that. You know, you and then I tell them, put your pencil away, and they don't. They still hang on to it. And then I had a pre-K bite another little girl on the wrist, and she was saying how she was going to eat her face. And I was like, you haven't been snorting any bath salts, have you, honey? No. Just not tolerated. You know, because the blood-borne pathogens and all that fun stuff. And had to write up a incident report because she didn't break the skin, but still it's an issue. Imagine how you would feel as a parent, if you're a parent, that your child comes home and, Sally bit me. What? And nobody did anything. And then I had this girl, fourth grader. She came to me and she said that this boy pinched her on the butt. And I said, the name didn't sound familiar. And I said, does he ride the bus? Which I knew he didn't. She's like, no, but he's in my class. Okay, so did you tell your teacher? No. And I'm thinking, why did you tell me? Why did you tell me? About this little boy. Oh, man. Yeah, I forgot what college life is like, because it is super, super busy right here by the small uni. It's the local community college, but classes are, you know, getting out, and then, you know, the next bunch of classes start at 6, and well, some already start at 5:45, but it is just, like, insane. Just insane. And I'm thinking, okay, where do all these people live? And that wasn't too bad, actually. I got here, like, in 20 minutes, maybe? 10 minutes? No, a little longer than that. Now, my thing is I haven't been here in a really long time, and they've expanded and remodeled, and everything is different. So now I'm going to look totally lost. Like, oh my god, I don't know where my class is. Where's my classroom? Where's this building? I don't know. And when I drove for public transportation, I would come out here and pick up students, you know, the disabled, the blind, a couple kids had, you know, CP, and they would be out here. Holy cheat, man. I remember when they first built this building. This is just, like, crazy. Okay. Where am I at? The blank blank Center for Science and Math. Wow. Oh, it's 6 to 8:30. Shit. All right. I am here, people. I gotta go. Wish me luck.